heavy lifting. For the rest of the evening and into the next afternoon, the group focused on the details of the business, with special attention on sales. Though they certainly made progress, Catherine couldn't deny that Mikey's departure was continuing to dampen the general atmosphere. She decided to enter the danger. When lunch was over, Catherine addressed the group. "I'd like to take a few minutes to deal with the elephant that's sitting in the corner. I want to know how everyone is feeling about Mikey leaving, because we need to make sure that we deal with this as a team before I stand in front of the company and explain it to them next week." Though it always amazed her, Catherine knew from past experience that the departure of even the most difficult employees provoked some degree of mourning and self-doubt among their peers. Team members looked around at one another to see who would go first. It was Nick. "I guess I'm just worried about losing another member of the executive team." Catherine nodded to acknowledge his concern, but really wanted to say, "But she was never a member of this team." Jan added, "I know she was a difficult person, but the quality of her work was good, and marketing is critical right now. Maybe we should have just tolerated her." Catherine nodded to indicate that she was listening. "Anyone else?" Martin sort of raised his hand, making it clear that he was about to make a statement that he didn't want to make. "I guess I'm just wondering who's next." Catherine paused before responding. "Let me tell you a quick story about myself, one that I'm not too proud of." That got everyone's attention. Catherine frowned, as if she didn't really want to do what she was about to do. "When I was in my last quarter of graduate school, I took a job as a contractor at a well-known retail company in San Francisco, where I ran a small department of financial analysts. It was my first real management position, and I was hoping to land a permanent job with the company after graduation. In spite of her limitations as a public speaker, Catherine had a knack for telling stories. "I inherited a pretty good group of people. They all worked hard, but one guy in particular cranked out more reports and better ones than anyone else. I'll call him Fred. Fred took any assignment I gave him and became my most reliable employee." "Sounds like a problem I'd like to have," Nick commented. Catherine raised her eyebrows. "Well, there's more to the story. No one else in the department could stand Fred. And to be honest, he annoyed the heck out of me, too. He didn't help anyone with their work, and he made sure everyone knew how much better he was at his job, which was undeniable, even to the people who hated the guy. Anyway, my staff came to me a number of times complaining about Fred. I listened carefully and even spoke to Fred half-heartedly about adjusting his behavior, but I mostly ignored them because I could tell that they resented his skills. More importantly, I was not about to come down on my top performer." The staff seemed to empathize with her. Catherine went on. "Eventually, the output of the department began to slide, and so I gave more work to Fred, who complained a little but managed to get it all done. In my mind, he was carrying the department. Pretty soon, morale in the department began to deteriorate more rapidly than ever, and our performance slid further. Again, a number of analysts came to me to complain about Fred, and it was becoming clear that he was indeed contributing to the problems of the group more than I had thought. After a tough night of thinking and losing sleep, I made my first big decision. Jeff guessed. You fired him." Catherine smiled in a shameful kind of way. "No, I promoted him." Jaws around the table dropped. Catherine nodded her head. "That's right. Fred was my first promotion as a manager. 2 weeks later, 3 of my 7 analysts quit, and the department fell into chaos. We dropped way behind in our work, and my manager called me in to talk about what was going on. I explained the Fred situation and why I had lost the other analysts. The next day, he made a big decision." Jeff guessed again. "He fired him." Catherine smiled in a painfully humorous way. "Close. He fired me." The staff seemed surprised. Jan wanted to make her feel better, but companies don't usually fire contractors. Catherine was suddenly a little sarcastic. "Okay, let's just say that the assignment ended abruptly and they never bothered to have me back." Nick and Martin smiled, trying not to crack up. Catherine completed their thoughts. "I definitely got fired." Everyone in the room laughed. "What happened to Fred?" Jeff wanted to know. "I hear that he quit a few weeks later, and they hired someone else to run the department. Performance improved dramatically within a month of his departure, even though the department now had 3 fewer analysts than before." "Are you saying that Fred's behavior alone hurt the production of the group by 50%? "No, not Fred's behavior." People seemed confused. "My tolerance of his behavior. Listen, they fired the right person." No one spoke. They seemed to be feeling their boss's pain and making the obvious connection between Catherine's story and what had happened the day before. After a few moments, Catherine brought her lesson home. "I don't plan on losing any of you, and that's why I did what I did." At that moment, everyone in the room seemed to understand her.